The following is the Tony Lozano Podcast, an Opie show on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. This is Free Kicks. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rick. Thanks for waking up early.
No problem. We're recording this quite early, but one must do what one must do when you're dealing with a very busy director of coaching for the Illinois Youth Soccer Association. I have a little gift for you, because on this day that we're recording this, it's Tuesday, for this one day, my club, Liverpool, is at the top of the table, and my favorite player in all of the Premier League, Mohamed Salah, is back.
Yeah.
And had a goal last weekend to propel the team up to the top of the table. And so I went looking for Mohamed Salah songs. And I found a fun one. It's short. I'm going to play it for you right now. You ready?
Salah, maybe you could score a couple for me. I'd be a very happy copite. That's right. When Mohamed Salah scores tonight.
Hey, you got it. There it is.
Oh. That's good. That looks good. I like it.
I love that accent. Is that a full Liverpool accent there?
It's not full on. Yeah. It's a slight one. At night, you could still hear the Liverpoolian in them, the Scouse in them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was good. That was good.
All right. Well, we have a lot to discuss. It's time for Free Kicks.
And now, Free Kicks.
Free Kicks.
With Illinois Youth Soccer Association's Director of Coaching, Adam Howarth.
And Rick Kemper.
So we have a title race. I think there's no denying that. There are three teams that are all like punching each other, trying to get to the top of the table. The draw of Arsenal versus Man City, which, did you watch that game, by the way?
I did. I missed the first part of it. I was listening to it, and then the second half, I watched it, and yeah, it was
it was brutal. It was boring. It was like one of the worst games of the year.
Oh, I know. Yeah, very anticlimactical. I think that was the problem. It was beefed up as being such a great game, and it turned out to be bit of a snooze fest, as you mentioned.
I think both teams were trying not to lose.
Yeah, it's probably fair to say. I mean, I think more so Arsenal than Manchester City. I mean, Manchester City just couldn't find a way to get in. And you know, and we've talked about this before. There's this hangover effect from international games.
Yes.
All these players are coming back from their international teams. They're playing on their national teams. Then they get injured. Then they can't play in this game. Ben Chilwell, all those things. You know, it's just crazy. I mean, it's just, you know, it just messed everything up. But international break messed it all up. I think if they would have been in mid-season form, which they are, not a problem. It would have been a good game.
But yeah,
it was a shame.
Yes, it was 0-0, and there are some 0-0 games that are exciting.
Yeah,
I've seen
right.
many. This is not one of them.
I agree.
So by the time this episode drops, each team will have played again, right? So Arsenal will play Luton this week. Man City plays Villa. Liverpool faces Sheffield at home. Now, all of those games, they're all playing at home.
That's right. So they'll be at 30 games. So there'll be only 8 games left.
Yeah.
That's a crazy thing. Yeah.
It's just a sniff to the end of the season here.
Yeah, I know.
But since we don't know what's going to happen in those games, we just know that the title race is still on. I wanted to talk to you about something more generic than that. That is home field advantage. Right. All three of those teams are playing at home. If they lose at home, it's their own fault. But all three of those places are difficult to play for opposing teams. So they're definitely favored in those games. But, you know, each team is better at home than they are in the road. That's just in general truth.
Yeah.
But some places are really, really difficult to play in. And I asked you to come up with your top five places that have the strongest home field advantage, and tell us why.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was. I appreciate you letting me do that because I did a little bit of research, and it was, if I base it on this year, and I looked at the table a little bit, you're going to be very surprised to hear my fifth team. The first four, probably not so much.
Okay.
The fifth one is quite surprising. First one, Anfield.
Yeah.
I think is the toughest place to win at, just especially when you look at it historically. And if you look at it statistically, and I'm going to back it up, I'm very objective. 40 goals have been scored at home by Liverpool, 13 against.
Wow.
That's quite impressive.
Wow.
That's just home.
Yeah.
That's not overall, that's at home. Second, the Etihad, Manchester City.
Yeah.
Same thing. Both these teams haven't lost at home, right? So they're unbeaten at home.
But does it seem goals. Like if you're watching games at Etihad, it doesn't seem to have the same intimidation factor that the Anfield
not.
Does for some reason?
Definitely not. I think it's more of that international feel, that continental feel of a stadium. I've been lucky enough to visit the campus. I was there this time last year. Oh, those were the days. Those good times.
Yeah.
But, it was. It's definitely got more of an international feel, whereas Liverpool, it's off the street. It's in there. I mean, it's such a fantastic stadium. Like I mentioned to you before, it was probably the most impressive stadium I've been to. I went to it many, many years ago before they put up the new stand, and now obviously they're finishing that new portion of the stand. So
yeah.
So that's number two.
Okay.
Number three, probably no surprise. Again, I would say they kind of get a bad rap because of the noise factor, similar to Manchester City. But again, they've only lost once at home this year. It's Arsenal at the Emirates. Stadium I would definitely, it's on my bucket list to go to. I definitely want to go to that stadium.
I've walked by the outside of it, but I've never been inside.
Yeah, I went to the previous stadium. I went to Highbury before. So I've been there before to the old stadium. I haven't been to the new one. That's the Emirates. Yeah. And then the fourth one, slightly surprising, but probably not necessarily on form. But when you look at it, they've only lost three this year too. It's Aston Villa. You know, that's Villa Park is a good, again, a friend of mine who was on our tour, who was, I think I've spoken to him about him before, give him a little shout out, Steve English, who did our tour with us last year. He had been and visited every single stadium, 92 stadiums in the whole England. Yeah, it was awesome. So we had a great chat. I mean, we were talking about that for hours.
Yeah.
So what was what do you think the first question was?
What's the best stadium?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Okay, tell me what your best stadium. He said Aston Villa.
Really?
Villa Park. Yeah, Villa Park was his favorite stadium. Yeah. Best stadium, favorite stadium. History, the ambience, everything else. He said the noise factor was really pretty good there.
Prince William's favorite team.
That's right. Prince William. And who else is a? I think Tom Hanks is a Villa fan too.
Wow.
I remember. Yeah. Here's the last one. I think this is a slight surprise, but probably not necessarily a surprise in terms of who they are and how they play. They're probably just not as high as I think they should be. But the fifth hardest place to play is Brighton and Hove Albion.
Really?
Yes, they've only lost once at home.
And, wow.
Yeah, very impressive season so far, obviously. Not massive amounts of goals, as you would think, but they've actually scored more goals I think they've scored about the same home and away, conceded a few more on the away. But Brighton Hove Albion, yeah, is actually the fifth-ranked best, hardest place to win at.
Wow.
And we're going to find that out probably this week, too. So we'll see how that works out. So that's a good lead in. Little teaser there.
Yeah.
As they say in radio business.
That's cool. You know, there are two that I kind of was expecting to hear on this list that are not. And that is Nottingham Forest, which I know that the team isn't as good, but it's a pretty impressive place to play as far as, you know,
City Ground. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. And then a lot of history there.
And then Newcastle, which just because they have to go so far to get up there, I mean, compared to some of the other, there aren't really any other Premier League clubs near there, are there? Who's their derby?
Yeah, the Derby is typically Sunderland, but obviously that's there in the next tier down. But yeah, you're right. I mean, they do have, like you said, a good home record. They've actually won 10 games at home out of a possible 15. So that's pretty good, but they've lost a few. They've just lost a few more than the others. So, but yeah, I would definitely rate that. Again, that's another stadium I'd love to visit as well.
And you know, the other one that's not on this list is maybe the most famous stadium in all of England.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's true. No longer the fortress that it used to be. In fact, they've lost 5 times already at home this year.
That's amazing.
Tells you everything you need to know. Yeah, exactly. And they've only 21 goals at home. That's not very many. You know, they've only scored 40 goals total. So not many compared to some of the others. I mean, Arsenal 70, Liverpool 67, Manchester City 63.
Right.
So when you look at it, they're definitely, the firepower is definitely way down.
Right. Their goal differential is zero.
Exactly.
That's pathetic. Right. I mean, really,
I know.
If you're trying to make it into Europe, which they are, right, they're on the cusp of making it with a zero goal differential. That just tells you, not an exciting team to watch.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Tottenham's an interesting one. They've won 11 at home, haven't drawn a game at home. They're the only team in the league that hasn't drawn at home. So that's an interesting one. Again, another stadium I'd love to go see. So there's so many stadiums. Gosh,
yeah.
We need to schedule this road trip, free kicks on the road, visiting every stadium.
You know what? That sounds like a good plan. That we should get the Radio Misfits to pony up the $7 gazillion that would cost. That'd be nice. Exactly. All right. Well, you know, we started this new thing called the Weird Stat of the Week, and I've been going through some of these stats, and I found a very interesting one, because the thing that people complain about the most, if you listen to Premier League fans, it's VAR. Everyone's got a bitch about VAR. And so I look to see which teams have the most VAR overturns, working for them or working against them. All right. And here are the teams that have benefited the most. There's three teams. Fulham get 4 extra goals because of VAR. And Nottingham Forest got 4 extra goals. And then Aston Villa, Brentford, and Man City all got 2 extras. The bottom three, and this is not too surprising as a Liverpool fan. I feel like they've gotten worked up. But
here we go.
This might have been the reason I looked at this total. But actually, the worst in the league, the one that gets it the most, is Sheffield United. They're at -4. Liverpool and Wolves both have had 3 goals taken away. And that's net, in terms of...
Yeah.
They also have had some that they gained, but that's the net number. So the teams that can rightfully bitch, there's only 3 of them: Sheffield United, Liverpool, and Wolves. Everyone else, quit your belly aching. That's the way I look at it.
That's funny.
All right, Free Kicks is brought to you by the Illinois Youth Soccer Association.
Illinois Youth Soccer has been proudly serving the Illinois soccer community since 1975 and has a strong history of credibility. Illinois Youth Soccer is a nonprofit corporation, official state association, and charter member of the U.S. Soccer Federation, administers U.S. Soccer Federation coaching programs, the U.S. Soccer Federation Olympic Development Program, and the U.S. Soccer Federation referee programs. For more information, go to illinoisyouthsoccer.org. So, and as a little side note, we just released our players who made the state teams within Illinois. So if you get a chance, check our social media outlets.
You can't say that yet until I do this.
Oh, yeah.
And now the latest Chicago area soccer news.
Soccer news.
With Coach Adam.
Come on, man. Got to live by the jingle, die by the jingle.
I know, exactly. I jumped ahead. I'm a rookie at this radio stuff.
Okay.
But that was exciting. So obviously, players are excited to be part of the team. And so that team will represent Illinois in the sub-regional, which is in beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. So
this is for all age groups? What age group are we talking about?
Yeah, so we've got basically, I think our oldest age group is 2005/2006. And we actually had a 2014 group as well. So that's the first time we added a 2014. So they're going to be playing 9v9. But that's not necessarily a state team. So I want to make sure I reiterate that. That's just a selection group because that's our pre-ODP group. But we said, hey, we've got some good little players. Let's select a few, go to Cincinnati and see how good we are because we've got some of the other states being able to put some younger teams together too. So, hey, let's play some games, have some fun with it. So,
well, you'll enjoy Cincinnati because that's the Queen City. That's what it's called.
Yeah, I love it. We went there a few years ago. I actually love, I don't know if you know this, though, there was a golf course. It's right by Kings Island, I think, is the big, don't they have like
the amusement park?
Amusement park, yeah. So the amusement park was right there. Then they have this massive tennis center because they host a big tennis tournament there each year as well. And then right there was a golf course. Supposedly this was where Jack Nicklaus used to use a lot because obviously he's from Ohio. I think he spent a little bit more time in Columbus. He might be from Cincinnati, but it was named a Nicklaus course. So he did some stuff to do it. So yeah, we played that, played little nine holes before we played some games. So that was always fun. Always got to find a way to get some golf in. Sure.
Yeah, that's right. So I'll give you one tip as a culinary expert. I would say the most famous meal that you get in Cincinnati is something called the chili dog. It's like a famous chili dog.
Yeah,
it's not that great.
Sky High Chili.
It's not that great. the other thing is when you go to Philadelphia, they talk about the Philly cheesesteak sandwich. Also not that great. Mm-hmm. I think these are highly overrated, and I'm going to stand by that. It's controversial.
It's coming from a guy who was eating hot dogs yesterday at the Cubs game, right? So
that is correct.
There you go.
that is correct.
Was the food there, by the way?
It's fine. It was, you know, such a beautiful day outside.
Oh,
it was,
looked awful. You looked drenched.
I was soaked. Soaked to the core. All right. We got to continue on here because everyone knows that your favorite part of the show is this.
Time now to guess the Premier League star.
All right. Now, this week's Premier League star is definitely a star. 100% for sure. Okay.
So during the rain yesterday, you and Sean were thinking about which one can we do here as you're watching the game? Because I know baseball is so exciting.
Well,
he's
been pushing somebody that I'm not doing. he keeps saying, you got to do this guy. Like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. He wants me to do Vincent Kompany, who is not playing anymore. Yeah. He's the coach. So that would be unfair. And he thinks that'd be funny because it would be unfair. So, you know, he's out to get you if that's okay with you.
Seems like it. Premier League star.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Premier League star is probably not much younger than him. He's 32 years old.
Okay.
He's playing for his second Premier League team. And is a midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He wears number 20. You need more?
20. Yeah, I'm going to need a little bit more, I'm afraid.
Okay. He's born in a country that I'm not going to name. Plays for a national team of another country. Of a different country. Not the one that he was born in. And neither of them are England.
Okay, so he was born in one country.
Yeah.
But plays for another country.
Yeah, he moved to the other country when he was 15 and kind of adopted it as his homeland. Hmm. And that homeland has adopted him. They named him a Knight of the Order of Merit in that country. So, you don't do that unless it's a star, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Would this be a player that would it be fair to say they're playing in the they're playing for a country in the Caribbean?
No. It's a, he plays for a country in Europe.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
In the Premier League with his former team, he won the Champions League and the Europa League.
Wow.
Aren't many players that can say that. His current team hasn't won anything yet with him.
Okay. Yeah. I think I got an idea.
Okay.
Born in Brazil.
Very good.
But represents Italy.
Very good.
And he played for my old team, so we don't like to talk about him too much.
Yeah.
Would this be Jorginho of Arsenal, formerly of Chelsea?
It would be. The last two clues were he does a silly little hop before he takes penalty kicks.
Mm.
And if he was a Beatle, he wouldn't be Johninho, Paulinho, or Ringoinho.
That's the... You're stretching on that last one.
Well, that's
why. Just give me the.
That's what
just
I do.
Give me the name.
All right, that's right, Jorginho. Yeah. What do you think about him playing for Arsenal? I mean, I've watched him a few times. I think he stabilizes them a little bit when he comes in to play midfield.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, he played this past game, right?
Did I think
he
so. Yeah. Well? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the perfect game for him. He's a defensive minded midfielder. Yeah, I mean, he's never going to do too much. Like you said, he's good at taking penalty kicks. He's just, a solid defensive center midfielder. Certainly not in the realm of a Declan Rice or anything like that. But he's
I wonder what you would have said if it was 2 years ago and I was talking to you about him. I think you would have had a different tone.
Oh, I would have said he was great. Yeah. Wasn't he up? He was up for like player of the year.
Yes, he was a finalist. Yes.
That blew me away. I'm like, just because you scored a penalty kick to win the European Cup, European Championships. I don't know about that.
Right.
I wouldn't class it. I mean, put it this way. If I'm a manager, I'm thinking, I'm starting a team. I've got to get Jorginho.
Right.
No, that's definitely not. He's definitely not on the top of my list.
I don't think he even starts for Arsenal. I mean, he plays occasionally.
He's basically Declan Rice's backup.
Yeah.
If Declan, and then if they're playing Manchester City, let's put all the defensive center midfielders in. So, yeah, he's going to play.
Right.
So, typically against the stronger teams. And there's obviously not too many teams that are stronger than Arsenal, but Man City I would definitely rate as stronger than them.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. But
all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for another feature.
Now time for Adam's Weekend Soccer TV Tip.
Okay, so lots of games throughout the whole week. Mm. And then after the week is over, we've got another weekend. Boy, they're really making them pay for that international break, aren't they?
Craziness, yeah. This week's going to be a tough one. I mean, I think I saw a post about how many people are going to be doing any work this week. Probably not too many. I mean, you've got so many games. Starting today, Tuesday, when we're recording it, you've got five games there, another three games on Wednesday, two games on Thursday, which is highlighted by Chelsea, Manchester United. So that should be a good one. But, this weekend, no rest for the wicked, Saturday, Sunday. So there's no Monday games, no Friday games. And I'm going to pick two games, and I think this first one is going to be an interesting one because on Saturday, 11:30 kickoff, it's the it's two of our top five with the best home records, but the team with the home record who are going to be hosting are going to be Brighton. Brighton versus Arsenal. I think it's going to be a really good game.
Wow, that could be a huge game.
Brighton plays, yeah, and then you have to watch. I think on Sunday, you're always going to have to pencil this in just because arguably it's probably the biggest rivalry game in English football. And it's Manchester United at home versus Liverpool.
Yeah.
Obviously, Liverpool just lost to them in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
So they're going to be out for some revenge. Obviously, keep going forward with their league play. Manchester United try and get back on track a little bit. Those should be two great games, definitely to watch.
The two most storied franchise in English football history. Would that be safe?
I would agree.
To say? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly right.
All right. Well, it's not a top five stadium, though, right? It's
certainly not anymore. Right. I think
it's
if
just,
we were
just another
ago,
stadium,
just your regular Old Trafford. Yeah, exactly. And it is old. And like I said, when we was lucky enough to go there last year, we got to see five stadiums. I would say that was still it's got the awe about it, but I was the least impressed.
Wow.
Just because of it, it definitely needs some remake. You know, it definitely it's a bit like Soldier Field in that respect. It just needs a bit of an upgrade. That's for sure.
Well, they got Sir Jim now. He can go in there and take care of that. I think that's actually one of the things he's going to work on, isn't it?
I think that's he's definitely talked about upgrading it. Still a great stadium, don't get me wrong, but
sure,
definitely needs some upgrading compared to some of the others.
Okay. Free Kicks is brought to you by the Green White Soccer Club, having our big tryouts April 22nd and 23rd. Green White Soccer has been serving the local soccer community here for nearly 70 years. Go to greenwhitesoccer.org and see if you can join one of our teams. We have teams that start at U8, go all the way up to over 50. So there's got to be a team for you there. It's greenwhitesoccer.org. We have people to thank. We need to thank our executive producer, Tony Lasana, with Opie Shows. Thank you, Tony. And also Ed Silla with the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Right now, Ed is saving up money to send us on a tour of stadiums in England, which that's really nice of him, don't you think?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. We'll go there, you think in the fall? What do you want to do this in the fall or the spring? What's a better time to go?
Fall is great. Yeah, fall is good. Okay. Yeah, I'm up for it.
All right. We'll go in the fall. Great Talk Radio isn't dead. It just moved to a better place. That's RadioMisfits.com. And we will be back again next week with a brand new episode of Free Kicks.
The preceding was a presentation of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Find our other great shows on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at RadioMisfits.com. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Opie Productions.
Tony, can you shut up?